Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today we visit a linear park constructed on a stretch of unused tram lines in the Italian city of Turin. The park is made for and by its citizens and is the brainchild of Torino Stratospherica, a collective that hopes to inspire better city building by gathering ideas from the local creative industry. To find out more, we spoke to two of the team members behind this intriguing new piece of public infrastructure.
Hello, my name is Luca Ballarini. I'm the founder and director of Torino Stratospherica, which is an experiment of city imaging, which is done collectively.
My name is Romina Pastorelli. I have just joined Torino Stratospherica. That was back in September. I am in charge of international relations and media outreach.
Recolinear Park is an urban linear park, which is built on a former infrastructure, a tram line. It starts from a bridge on the River Po, Ponte Regina Margherita, and it ends in the pre-hill neighborhood of Torino, Precollina, and it connects four neighborhoods together in one single green promenade. The idea of the Precollina Park started several years ago, and it was first introduced to the public audience in the festival Utopian Hours that Torino Stratospherica is running since 2017. It was presented as one of the five examples of placemaking interventions that could be done in the city of Turin. But then what happened is that COVID, of course, came in, and after the very first lockdown, we decided as an organization to do something concrete. And so we looked back at this idea of turning 800 meters of unused tram line in the city center and turn it into a public park. And we basically asked the city to maintain and take care of this abandoned stretch of land. And our association was willing to undertake this initiative as its first placemaking project. And basically the city council said, okay, we'll give you this piece of land for free. And of course, you as an association, you are now maintaining it and taking care of it. Then came some urban design, some benches, some flower pots. And then we went along with organizing some cultural events, public concerts, gatherings, workshops, all of this during the pandemic. So the park proved to be an excellent example of how civic engagement is actually take into account when the pandemic is striking us. So that was a great example of how people is really happy to see how a small thing can be turned into something precious just by the use of our hands, basically, to make it cleaner and more appealing to the community. The linear parks that are popping up all around the world have been inspiration for us. Of course, the most famous one is the High Line in New York, and that's why we say that this Precolinear Park is a High Line, but you know, with your feet on the ground. You know, this infrastructure, this abandoned infrastructure, was there just in front of our eyes. And so the idea was, how can we make this stretch plan be revitalized and become something important for the community? And so again, as a placemaking intervention, we saw a lighter, cheaper, and better opportunity to intervene and to make it treasurable for most of the people.
So far, we have done quite a lot in terms of public gatherings. We've had yoga classes, and that is obviously still in the cards. So along with those events, we've started connecting with schools from the area. Now is the time for schools to enjoy open air classes. So we have organized events and workshops with the schools, and the idea is to offer the students this opportunity of having open air classes and workshops, really. Together with that, there's a lot of works going on at the weekend. We've been working there at the weekend basically nonstop since Christmas. We've had a stop in January for obvious reasons of being quite cold. But now in the last month, we've had a lot of activities and maintenance works and improvement works as well. Because it's a long stretch of, you know, green, it does provide a lot of different settings, because there's the part on the bridge, which is really wide and it's very open to views over the river and the Alps. And then there's the tree part where we do a lot of presentations and talks. And then there's the terminus part. And so we can have also events at the same time.
In a way, what's really strange is that we are both the advocate for the park and at the same time we are the informer of the future of the tram line, which is almost nonsense. But we really believe that the project of the tram going back on the hill is rather complicated from an engineer point of view, and of course it's very, very expensive. So of course we are supportive of sustainable transports and best solutions for moving people around the city, but at the same time we believe that the park is a much better feature for that stripe of land. And in the past 5 years, not much has happened in the city of Turin in terms of urban novelty. The fact that the signage system, the wayfinding, the color, the imagery, everything speaks about novelty. And people are looking for these things in an urban environment. And of course, it's beautiful to have a magnificent Baroque city center. But at the same time, students and people who are enjoying Torino for the weekend, or because they've come here to live, because they moved here with the family, they're also looking for urban novelty. So I think that this is what the Precolinear Park is providing at its best. And this is the potential that we all see.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Luca and Romina for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Maggie Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.